killing machines. They just never went away.
True.
Oh, yeah, because we came out of water. This whole world came out of water. Like,
they just figured it out early and just stayed sharks.
They're like, yeah, we're good.
This is good.
Yeah.
I like this skin. This is cool.
We got a lot of teeth.
Yo, they made a movie about me now.
Hmm? How did we get the sharks?
Evolution.
All right. Should we grab back onto the gateway?
Yeah.
Just going back onto the gateway, I kind of want to throw the mic over to Tim, who actually read the CIA document. And
I haven't really read it, so, but it's there's like the CIA document written by a commander, and at the beginning, he goes like, oh, "I really try to rationally, you know, assess it and present it like in line with physics as we understand it and like real physical principles of physics." And so it seems promising. Like, I have yet to read the whole thing, but I feel like it's going to be super interesting. So it's pretty much like a summary the CIA wrote about.
Where can we find this report on the internet, Zach or Tim?
It's on the CIA's website.
Deadass?
Yeah.
That's mad funny.
Tons of documents. Like, I want to say like 30,000 pages of documents were released like within the past year from the CIA.
CIA.gov/reading room.
Trump said a very long time ago, I think in 2017, that he was going to release a ton of documents, and like in an effort to like improve transparency for the government.
Trump said he was going to improve transparency,
and he said he was going to release specifically the JFK documents. But I'm pretty sure in this recent dump, which is like very recent, I don't know the exact date, but like this stuff just came out. I don't think that the JFK documents are included. Lame. And honestly, I think that's because like we will never, as long as the American Democratic establishment exists, we're never going to get the full answer of what happened to JFK, because it implicates the entire basis of the American system. Like, we'll never get it, because
are you implicating elected officials in the death of John Fitzgerald Kennedy?
Not elected officials.
Oh,
I do not think that, like, well, okay, like an elected official. Yeah, no, actually, I would say specifically an unelected official, because LBJ, I think, played a part.
Oh, shit.
And he was not technically elected. You could say that, you could argue that, because he was the add-on to the ticket. Yeah.
And I've never heard that he was involved.
Well, there's
it's like Kamala and Biden. It's like Kamala and Biden.
He lured, people say that he lured JFK to Texas, a place where he was like infamously not totally liked. I mean, Texas has always been sort of red. LBJ was somehow like that was his home state, and he was somehow a well-liked Democrat from there. I guess the parties were different then, but I don't know. People like point to that correlation of like JFK wouldn't have gone
to Texas
in most cases for a random parade. Like,
interesting.
It didn't seem like something that he specifically planned.
There's just like a conversation in the White House where LBJ's like, "Come on, come to my home state. It'll be fine. You'll be chilling. We'll party, you know." Meanwhile, he's like ordering the mob to hire what's his face to shoot JFK. Cause what wasn't the dude Jack Ruby that shot not JFK, but who shot the dude who shot JFK? Who's the dude that shot JFK?
Fucking Lee Harvey Oswald.
Yeah. The Jack Ruby, the Oswald or whatever.
They say Lee Harvey Oswald might not have been the person who shot him.
Oh yeah, I do not think that he was.
Yeah, well, there's a bunch of different conspiracies,
dude.
My point being that Jack Ruby was like mob connected, and he's the one that killed Lee Harvey Oswald.
Right. He was. Yeah. I mean, the movie JFK by Oliver Stone and the book Libra by Don DeLillo. Those are two of like, I think, the closest it gets to like what actually happened.
Which movie was that?
It's from, I think, 1990.
Oh, okay.
It's just called JFK.
Okay,
good. And it's amazing. I think that's the most definitive thing, because like the book is a long read, and like it's interesting because it's very like in and out of like the dream world, kind of like you're not really sure what to grasp onto, because like some of it kind of seems like the author like just like waxing poetic and like editorializing, like kind of just like being a philosopher.
Yeah.
Like making like random connections about life in general, and then like other parts it's like, oh, like breaking down like who all was involved in like the actual timeline of like everything that we know happened with the people involved, like who knew
what Oswald. And when.
Yeah, basically. But like it's all, that book like surrounds mostly around Oswald. Which is
I have an interesting question. Do you think the same kind of thing could happen now, like a president just being assassinated on the street?
Dude, the gateway process, they could do it easily. You never know. You don't know what the CIA is up to now. If the CIA is only releasing this info on the gateway process like in recent years, just imagine the type of shit that they know now.
Dude, Saddam could be alive, man.
Now.
Bin Laden's not dead.
We were just talking about this before the music was on, like all these aliens that people are talking about, like the Israeli dude, like that.
Oh, true.
Canadian dude that you were saying, like, there's so much info that's just, you know, we don't know anything the fuck about. Like, it's definitely, I think, possible in a way that we can't even conceive of.
And for those listening on the radio right now, don't take our questioning of historical events to mean that we are deep in the conspiracy world, because some conspiracies, you know, it's good to talk about. Others,
some are harmless,
fucking stupid. Like if you think COVID's fake, fuck you. Stop listening to us right now. Like,
no, and we're talking. We're not talking about
what's COVID.
No, I know. I'm just saying. Like,
we're not talking about fake shit. Like, what we're talking about.
No, I know.
CIA documents that were released.
Out. Yeah, it came out.
You know, like this is.
I'm just like, for those that might be confused, like hearing us talking about
we're no conspiracy theorists.
Yeah.
COVID is real. We're not allowed to promote any agenda about vaccines on CKT. But I will say, wear a mask. We're not allowed to, my fellow co-hosts. We're not allowed to promote or disincentivize people for vaccines, so
we wouldn't even do that anyway, because that's a shitty thing to do. So
I'm getting the vaccine as soon as they let me get it, which is
like what, in like 5 years
or something like that.
Anyways, we're not having a conversation about vaccines. It's a touchy subject, and I could get in trouble for it, so we're not gonna have it. But yeah, we're not we're not some conspiracy theorists. We're just rambling about some fun things we found on the internet. And I feel like this is a topic that we should talk more about when we know more about it, you know? Like, I think it would be really valuable to discuss this whole gateway process and this whole gateway project when we actually have more info. I think we're just really excited and eager right now. I think we need to discover more, maybe even try the gateway process. And
yeah, we have to try it for sure.
And then we could talk more about it. Yeah, we'll come back with results. Maybe we'll do that as we play the music right now. Let's just do the gateway process during this music break.
What's step one? What's step one?
Step one? Well, I'm going to get to step number 7, because I'm going to play 7 Kevin by Jackson.
Hey. Ooh, nice.
My fellow co-host on the radio. Anyways, thanks for listening to our ramble. I'm sorry if it was a bit all over the place, if you weren't enjoying it. If you're just tuning in, we just went for a ramble. We went
It's interesting conversations we have on this radio show, okay?
We covered a lot of grounds, but they were worth covering. Shout out Yabuno if you're listening. I'm sure you love those conversations. Yeah, let's get into the music. Here's 7 Kevin by Jackson. You're listening to CKT 90.3 FM. It's William Shatner's Whiskey Tears. Enjoy the tune. Thank you.
Girl, check how you deal with that. Make me wanna double take. Got me looking back. 911.
So you know I make the whole say, hey, fucking niggas up until the beat get played. Shawty wanna fuck until she get saved. Club promoters wanna act like they know me. Club promoters wanna be my homie. Bad news, nigga, you ain't really the homie. Bad news, nigga, you ain't really the homie, bitch. I leave you by your lonely. L-I-E, and now you're back on your lonely. Fuck with me, and now you always horny. Fuck with him, and now you want more money. Corny niggas, get no love. Corny bitches, get no love. Think I'm wrong, maybe it's some drugs. I get you, and we take it to the club like, you was there standing all night. Your heartbeat matching with the lights. Your boyfriend got you super tight. You want a baller, so you bother me and spy. Bitch, don't fuck up my high, my high, my high. Please don't fuck up my high, my high, my high. Please don't fuck up my high, my what? My high. Please don't fuck up. Are you mad? Must be out of your mind. You look so sad, have a spliff, get high, she bad. Yeah, she racking up 10 lines. Come and take a walk on the wild side. And I beg nobody fucking up my vibe. Ain't nobody take the bop on my stride. And a man don't dance, go too much bad. When we raise our gloss, it go gloss in the eye. I friend, I make the whole world blind. Don't fuck up my hide. How you tell which the wire slow? Drip on looking like a mademoiselle. So you're pretty in pink and I tickle you pink like. Can I have a lick of your caramel? Tell your boyfriend gonna be home late. Spend your money like a taxi babe.
You was there standing all night. Your heartbeat matching with the lights. Your boyfriend got you super tight. You wanna baller, so you bother me and spy. Bitch, don't fuck up my high, my high, my high. Please don't fuck up my high, my high, my high. Please don't fuck up my high, my what? My high, please don't fuck up. Down.
Strawberries, cherries, and an angel's kiss in spring. My summer wine is really made from all these things.
I walked in town on silver spurs that jingled too. A song that I had only sang to just a few. She saw my silver spurs and said, let's pass some time, and I will give to you summer wine. Oh, summer wine.
Strawberries, cherries, and an angel's kiss in spring. My summer wine is really made from all these things. Take off your silver spurs and help me pass the time, and I will give to you summer wine. Oh, summer.
My eyes grew heavy and my lips, they could not speak. I tried to get up, but I couldn't find my feet. She reassured me with an unfamiliar line, and then she gave to me more summer wine. Summer wine.
Strawberries, cherries, and an angel's kiss in spring. My summer wine is really made from all these things. Take off your silver spurs and help me pass the time.
The sun was shining in my eyes. My silver spurs were gone. My head fell twice its size. She took my silver spurs, a dollar and a dime, and left me craving for more summer wine. Oh, summer wine.
Strawberries, cherries, and an angel's kiss in spring. My summer wine is really made from all these things. Take off those silver spurs and help me pass the time, and I will give to you my summer wine. Oh, summer.
There once was a ship that put to sea, and the name of that ship was the Billy O' T. The winds blew hard about it down, blow me bully boys, blow.
Soon may the wellerman come to bring us sugar and tea and rum. One day when the tonguing is done, we'll take our leave and go.
She had not been 2 weeks from shore when down on her a right whale bore. The captain called all hands and swore he'd take that whale in tow.
Ha! Soon may the wellerman come to bring us sugar and tea and rum. One day when the tonguing is done, we'll take our leave and go.
Before the boat had hit the water, the whale's tail came up and caught her. All hands to the side harpooned and fought her when she dived down below. Soon may the wellerman come to bring us sugar and tea and rum. One day when the tonguing is done, we'll take our leave and go. No line was cut, no whale was freed. The captain's mind was not on greed, but he belonged to the whaleman's creed. She took that ship in tow. Soon may the wellerman come to bring us sugar and tea and rum. One day when the tonguing is done, we'll take our leave and go. For 40 days or even more, the line went slack, then tight once more. All boats were lost, there were only four, but still that whale did go. Soon may the wellerman come to bring us sugar and tea and rum. One day when the tonguing is done, we'll take our leave and go. As far as I've heard, the fight's still on. The line's not cut and the whale's not gone. The wellerman makes his regular call to encourage the captain, crew and all. Soon may the wellerman come to bring us sugar and tea and rum. One day when the tonguing is done, we'll take our leave and go. Soon may the wellerman come to bring us sugar and tea and rum. One day when the tonguing is done, we'll take our leave and go.
Botticelli style, instead of Venus on a clown, I paint this flower child. You are the air my flowers breathe, it calls and the ladies turn around. When the first day of spring, I'm looking at the only joy. Steps are crowded, bunch of bodies brooding there, deadpan sidewalk vendors hustling vacant stares, making all the more exceptional this fool in a flower crown. When the first day of spring, I'm looking. In his hair was breathing in women like oxygen on the Spanish stairs. In my youth, I would have followed him all through this terracotta town. On the first day of spring, we'd dance and sing and be the only joy around. We'd be the night, these streets are empty. Where does everybody go?
where are the brash and tender rooms in Roman candle glow? Where are Fellini circuses like Dolce Vita clowns on the first day of spring? I'm looking at the only joy around, the only joy around, Botticelli black boy. The only joy I found, Botticelli black boy. The only joy in town. Botticelli black boy. Boy, you only joy around, but a jolly black boy. He's the only joy in town, but a jolly black boy.
Joe Biden, Joe Biden, Joe Biden, Joe Biden.
CKUT 90.3 FM. You're listening to William Shatner's Whiskey Tears here at some time in the morning. You just heard Joe Biden by my friend in Kurdistan.
Mohammed Manakin.
Mohammed Manakin. And yeah, I guess that introduction that you just gave us, Tim, what was it again? Can we hear it again, please? No?
All right. Mute yourself there, bud.
Sorry, what was that?
I said, what was that introduction that we heard? Can we just get it again?
This message from Mohammed Khanakin for Face of Kurdistan for you, Joe Biden. Joe Biden. Joe Biden. Joe Biden. Joe Biden.
Thank you. So anyways, yeah, speaking of Mr. Joe Biden, the United States of America is going to have a new president tomorrow. It's a pretty historic moment in a decade, a century, the history of the United States, which probably
actually it probably will for... be. It will be today because this is going to air.
Oh, yeah. True. Yo. Never mind, we're pre-recording this episode. Joe Biden was just inaugurated. Joe Biden. Yo, Tim, who was just inaugurated?
Joe Biden. Joe Biden. Joe Biden. Joe Biden.
Hopefully by the time this is on the radio, shit didn't get fucked up in the United
States.
Yeah,
hopefully he's president by now.
Hopefully he's president right now. Who knows what the fuck is gonna go by the time.
Kamala?
Yeah.
Kamala? Yeah, okay.
Oh god.
But yeah, hopefully today went swimmingly. That's all I have to say, really.
Well, technically yesterday, because today is Thursday.
Well,
and he was inaugurated on Wednesday.
Oh yeah. Well, it's the night, I guess.
Yeah,
the,
you're right. No, well, you're right. You're right.
The war might have started. The war goes into the evening, but hopefully everything's going okay.
I thought it'd be over by midnight though.
Yeah, yeah. We
everybody
all go
gotta sleep. Everybody gotta sleep.
Hopefully everything is okay down south.
No sleep during civil war.
No civil war that has broken out in the United States. Politics will become boring again. And yeah.
I doubt that. I don't think it's going to become
boring. No, of course not.
Again.
Politics is never boring, but I'm just saying it's not going to be as sensational as it once was. That's for sure. We're not going to have an active president down south tweeting some nonsense.
Nah, but you know Biden's definitely going to be on TikTok or something.
Biden's just going to be cringeworthy type boomer shit, you know? Like Biden, we're just going to laugh at his social media presence. Trump's was more dangerous, I think, than Biden's. But
true.
Biden's will just, I think, he won't have the best social media presence.
Dude, he does not know how to use, like... social media.
Yeah, but he hires people to do it for him, no?
Did you see what their inauguration playlist is?
No, what is
it's like I know like Lady Gaga and J Lo.
No, even more. They put MF Doom. They put Rap Snitches Knishes on it. Like they put a bunch of obviously they put good music, but they just you could just tell they're trying so hard to appeal to so many people from the music that they put on. It's not like Joe Biden listens to fucking MF Doom, MM Food album. Like, come on, don't.
What if he does, man? What if he? What if he's down? What if he's fucking? What if he's cool?
Hold on, let me find
out. What if he knows MF Doom? What if he actually knows MF Doom? That would be impressive.
MF Doom is dead. Rest in peace, by the way. Shout out MF Doom. I should actually.
I think the best thing about Joe Biden is that he's cool. Like that's the appealing. What appeals?
I think the appeal was just that he wasn't Trump.
No, he's a cool dude. Like he's definitely cool. Like you see him in the sunglasses.
Oh, okay. Like that's some fighter pilot shit.
So
Top Gun.
On this playlist, we have Now or Never by Kendrick Lamar. We have Blue World by Mac Miller. We have A Tribe Called Quest. We have Eternal Light by the Free Nationals. We have Fool in the Rain by Led Zeppelin, which I'm sure Joe Biden
accurate.
Loves.
That's
pretty
accurate. That's probably the most accurate one.
Oh yeah, and in his sunglasses listening to that.
To some Led Zeppelin.
Yeah, I'd listen to that.
Joe Biden
definitely
listened to some Led Zeppelin in
that's so funny.
The fucking 70s and just had a gnarly old time having some
he probably had his son on his lap listening to Led Zeppelin
wishing he was Robert Plant, you know, like just fornicating with all those fine people that he fornicated with. But yeah, Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, shout out. I guess we should just play some of the music that they put on.
Joe Biden.
Thank
shout
you.
Out Kamala. She went to, didn't she go to high school in Montreal?
Yeah, shout out Kamala. She went to Westmont High in Montreal. Lived in Montreal for a little bit.
Her mama taught at McGill, I'm pretty sure.
Yep, she did.
Mama Harris.
Hopefully these next 4 years are good. Anyways, we got like 14 minutes left on our show. I say let's play a few more songs, get back on the mic, say goodbye, and take it easy. So let's get into it. Rap Snitches Knishes by my boy MF Doom. Rest in peace. You're the man. Been listening to your music forever. It's heartbreaking to hear that you're dead, but your music lives on forever. Anyways, here's a good song that Joe Biden loves.
Oh, Biden.
MF Doom,
Mr. Fantastic.
Villain. What up, nigga?
Hey, nothing, what's the word?
It's cracking, boy.
Same old shit, kid.
Man, rap snitches, man. Shit is bugged out, man. What the fuck, man? Niggas running their mouth. Telling anything. Anything. Rap snitches, telling all their business. Sit in the court and be their own star witness. Do you see the perpetrator? Yeah, I'm right here. Fuck around, get the whole label sent up for years. Rap snitches, telling all their business. Sit in the court and be their own star witness. Do you see the perpetrator? Yeah, I'm right here. Fuck around, get the whole label sent up for years. Tight profile, low, like eight and paid in full. Attract heavy cash, cut the game centrifugal. Mr. Fantastic, long throw like elastic. Got my life with twin clocks that's made out of plastic. Can stand up brown nosing nigga, fake ass bastard. Admiring my style, tall bust through Manhattan, plotting, playing the quickest. My flow's the sickest, my hoes be the thickest, my dro the stickiest. Street nigga, stamped and bona fide. When beef jump, niggas come get me, cause they know I ride. True to the ski mask, New York's my origin. Play a fake gangster like an old accordion. According to him, when the D's rushed in, complication from the wild testimony was thin. Caused his man to go up north, the boy hit him again. Lame rap snitch nigga, even told on the Mexican. Rap snitches, telling all their business. Sit in the court and be their own star witness. Do you see the perpetrator? Yeah, I'm right here. Fuck around, get the whole label sent up for years. Rap snitches, telling all their business. Sit in the court and be their own star witness. Do you see the perpetrator? Yeah, I'm right here. Fuck around, get the whole label sent up for years.
True, there's rules to this shit. Fools didn't care. Everybody wanna rule the world with tears for fear. Yeah, yeah, tell them, tell it on the mountain hill. Running up their mouth bill. Everybody down still. Former, keep it up and get tested. Pop through your bubble vest or double breasted. He keep a lab down south in the Little Beast. So much heat, you would've thought it was the Middle East. grease. A little grease always keeps the wheels a spinning. Like sitting on 23s to get the squealers grinning. Hitting on many trees, feel real linen. Spitting on enemies, get the steel for 10 men. With no brains but gum flap. He said his gun clapped, then he fled after one slap. Son, shut the trap, save it for the bitches. Delicious, rap snitch, delicious.
Know what I'm saying? It's terrible. Crazy, man. I'm just analyzing this whole game. It's just bugged out, man. Niggas snitching. Telling them their own selves.
It's a horror.
Fuck around. Don't get anybody bag, man.
Atrocity.
Fuck around. Get your mama bag, nigga. You know your grandma used to be bootlegging. Fake hustling, nigga.
Light.
got no reason to doubt you, baby. It's all a terrible mess, and I'll run in the rain till I'm breathless. When I'm breathless, I'll run till I drop. Hey, the thoughts of a fool's got a guess. Just a fool waiting on the wrong block.
CKUT 90.3 FM. You're listening to William Shatner's Whiskey Tears here on CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal. There's about 4 minutes left in our show. I don't really have much to say. Do any of my friends in this call have anything to say to our listeners to close us off on this fine Thursday morning?
Well, I'm glad that Trump has left office by now.
Hopefully.
We're recording this in the past. It's been an interesting 4 years, a good time to go to college in Canada when you're an American. So God bless. Glad it's over.
Stay tuned, though, for March 4th. It's coming big on March 4th. That's all I gotta say. Those of you that don't know, it's
March 4th. What's on March 4th?
It's like the QAnon conspiracy theory that that's when Trump will come back in office. The awakening?
Yeah. He's gonna be like a phoenix. He will rise from the ashes, you know?
But anyways,
I thought it was supposed to be December 21st.
Is that the storm you're talking about?
No, it's March 4th that Trump comes back, and he'll dismantle the United States of America corporation and emerge with the United States government, because the current United States government, as we know it, is actually a corporation, according to QAnon conspiracy theorists. Anyways, we can't really dive into this anymore. We have like no time left in our show. We don't endorse any of these views. We're merely entertaining them, as some would say. We're just joking around with them,
merely roasting them.
But yeah, anyways, hopefully there was a peaceful transfer of power. Hopefully these next 4 years are great. It's been a pleasure doing some radio for y'all on CKUT 90.3.
yeah, this was a great episode. Thanks for having us, Zach.
Yeah, it's always great to have you guys. You know, I think it went smooth and swimmingly over Zoom.
You could send us a letter if you thought so. Let us know what you thought of the show. Write to what's the address?
Do we admin at ckut.ca.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. Anyways, thanks for listening. Here's a classic. Chris, who are we about to listen to?
Oh, you know, it's Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Brass.
Oh.
Joe Biden. Thank you.
COVID-19 y usted?
¿Cómo sé que las vacunas COVID-19 son seguras?
Cuando algo es nuevo, es normal tener preguntas. Queremos que sepa que Health Canada solamente autoriza vacunas que son seguras, efectivas y de la más alta calidad. Canadá es reconocido a nivel mundial por sus altos estándares y su riguroso proceso de revisión de vacunas. Obtenga más información sobre las vacunas COVID-19 en canada.ca/COVID-vaccine. Un mensaje del Gobierno de Canadá.
On CKUT 90.3 FM.